This morning's New Testament scripture is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 through 9. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his clothes became dazzling bright, such as no one on earth could brighten them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us set up three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." And suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they'd seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. May God bless and lend understanding to the reading of his word. How many of you here know everything there is to know? How many think they know everything there is to know? I didn't think so. Very good. You all have a proper level of humility. Humility. I don't even know how to get the words out. Right. And if you feel insulted by that, you don't know everything there is to know. Well, we find the disciple Peter in this passage that I just read. He's learning. He's learning something new. In a way, he's a lot like a Boy Scout, I've got to say. Boy Scouts in America started on February 8th, 1910. That's why you do this ceremony at this time of the year. This last Thursday marked 114 years of scouting in America. And you know, scouting's purpose is not just for fun and games, although you'll have those. Boy Scouts isn't just for friendship, although you'll make friends. Scouting's purpose, the whole purpose is so that you will learn and grow as a person. And like scouting, Peter was probably born in the tens, only not the 1910s, the 010s. He was born about 1900 years before scouting started. And despite living in a completely different era, in a different culture, a different society, a different world, he had some of the trademark characteristics of a scout. Like Boy Scouts do, they all went on a hike, didn't they? They all climbed to a high mountain. And maybe in scouting you've done this, or you will. And you get to go up there and you get to see a majestic view, something you just can't see from the ground. And they saw a majestic view, all right, but then something miraculous happened, something, a different kind of view that they'd never seen before. They saw Jesus transformed into a heavenly being. He shone with light, and everyone around him could see just how different he was. And he ends up talking to two legends of the faith, long thought to be dead, Elijah and Moses. It was amazing. Peter was just in awe of what he was seeing, and it says in the text he was a bit afraid, but he was also excited. He felt like a euphoria, and not knowing what to say. See, there's a danger when you don't know what to say. You're in a moment, and you feel that fear, and you just don't know what to say. Sometimes I think it's a good idea to say nothing. But Peter had a problem with this. He blurted out the first thought in his head. He said, "Hey, let's stay here. Isn't this great? Let's make tents. one tent for Moses, one tent for Elijah, one tent for Jesus. And well, where are the other guys going to stay? There had to be a one tent for James, one tent for John, and one tent for me. And let's just stay here. No one knows what life would have been like if they had done that. But based on the evidence, it would have been intense. Intense. No one's sitting at the drum. I was going to tell you to do a little fill, you know. Yeah. Have you ever gotten somewhere so nice that you just wanted to stay there forever and just never leave? Unfortunately, life doesn't give us that chance. When we get to the mountaintop and we see an amazing view, we see something we've never seen, we have a job, whether you know it or not. There's your job right then is to take it in. Enjoy it. Savor it. Knowing that eventually you're going to have to turn around and go back down the mountain and go home. And that was the lesson that Peter needed to learn at that particular moment. It was time to go back and face reality. But Peter wasn't going back empty-handed. He had one more miracle, and that was to hear the very voice of God. And nobody knows what the voice of God sounds like. There's a wonderful passage that Elijah encountered, the Elijah that's here in this scene. He was waiting to hear the voice of God, and what God's voice sounded like was a whisper. I like that idea. God isn't necessarily thundering with a booming voice all the time. That sometimes God's voice can be very quiet, a whisper that you hear, barely hear. But the voice of God said, "This is my beloved son, Jesus. Listen to him." And staying up on that mountain was probably a good idea by some standards. Could have been a lot of fun. But it just wasn't God's idea. Last thing you read about yourselves this morning. A Boy Scout is reverent. And to be reverent means that you realize there's a power bigger than yourself. That there's someone greater than you. And that is God. Good ideas have limitations. The only ideas that really matter are God's ideas. And so this was a lesson that Peter had to learn. And as soon as he had gotten that lesson, Elijah and Moses left. Jesus, James, and John, along with Peter, they headed back down to the mountain. Do you think Peter was done making mistakes? Good answers. I see everybody shaking their head. So many of you shaking your head. Peter wasn't done making mistakes, was he? And this is a hard lesson for all of us. Everyone here, you're all going to make mistakes too. We keep on making mistakes. Peter would famously pretend that he didn't know Jesus later on to try to get himself out of trouble. But like you will, Peter grew. The Bible tells us that later in his life, he became so strong, so close to God, that when he walked through the streets of Jerusalem, people would put their sick and wounded along the path, hoping that the sun would hit him and his shadow would pass over the sick and wounded person and heal them. That's how powerful this guy who spoke up too soon, who blurted out what he was thinking and didn't hold his tongue, who denied Jesus even, that's who this guy became. But that was when his training was complete. And today I want to help you with your training. A Boy Scout is reverent. And that means listen to God. Good ideas are only good if they're God's ideas too. And if you will, if you're willing to do that, you could become the boy, the scout, and the man that you were always meant to be.